And now, get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Crisco's Vic and Sage. You know, one way to get more pleasure from your daily tasks is to do them so well that you're extra pleased with the results. Now, take the matter of baking cakes for your family. It isn't much fun turning out a cake that's, just all right, but nothing extra. But just wait till you make your first Sure Mix Crisco cake. What a thrill you'll get. Because that new Crisco can give you lighter, smoother textured, better tasting cakes than you ever made before. Yes, ma'am, cakes so plump and tempting, you'll tingle with pride even while they're on the cooling rack. You see, Sure Mix Crisco gives you three exclusive new cake making advantages you don't get in any other home shortening we know of. Not even the most expensive shortening. With Crisco, you can make cakes that are lighter, cakes that are smoother textured, and cakes that taste better than you ever made them before. And it's all due to a revolutionary shortening discovery, a patented discovery you get only in the new Crisco. Sure Mix Crisco is different from other shortenings. Why, you can even see the difference Crisco makes in your cake batter. Crisco batter is smooth and satiny, and you know what a batter like that means to really delicious cakes. Why, recently, an independent shortening test was made in hundreds of homes just like yours. Women from coast to coast baked cakes with the new Sure Mix Crisco. And those Crisco cakes were compared to cakes made with every other type of shortening. And say, when the families of those women chose the cakes they liked best, their vote was 4-1 for cakes made with Crisco over all the other shortenings combined. So why not treat your family to those better-tasting Crisco cakes? And remember, it wasn't only 4-1 for lighter cakes, but 4-1 for flakier pastry. 4-1 for better-tasting fried foods. That was the family vote. 4-1 for new Sure Mix Crisco. Well, sir, our friends who live in the small house halfway up in the next block have only just finished their noonday meal as we join them now. They're assembled in the living room, and Sade and young Rush are enjoying a brief recess between eating and dishwashing. The master of the menage is speaking at the moment, and we hear him say,
"If I was half a man, I'd follow my inclinations and stretch out on the Davenport. I'd call up the office and tell them not to expect me this afternoon."
Sleepy?
Overwhelmingly so.
You ate too much, Cal.
True. Also, I slept an unconscionable number of hours last night. I'm sure to stay in bed longer than his regular schedule calls for. He finds himself drowsy and languid the next day.
Watch out, or you'll get to be like Gully Hooker there in Dixon.
Name Gully Hooker eludes me.
Father was straw boss on the railroad section gang. You remember Gully? Wore one necktie down his back and one necktie down his chest. Had two parts in his hair. Oh, you must have known Gully.
What are you going to say about it?
Great fella for sleep. Fell asleep while he was proposing marriage to Gertrude Skeedle. Dixon people joked about it for years. Gully and Gertrude were sitting on the sofa, and Gully started his little speech about his great love and would Gertrude consider him as a husband and so on and so forth. And finally quit talking in order to wait for his answer. And Gertrude said she'd have to have a minute to think it over. And pretty soon she murmured yes. And looked at Gully, and there he was sound asleep with his mouth open.
That's very romantic.
No. Yeah. Dixon people joked about it for years.
Who was witness to this tender tableau?
Vernon Skeedle, Gertrude's little brother. He was hiding behind the bookcase.
Gertrude accept Gully?
Oh, sure. Uncle Fletcher tells me they live in Belvedere now. Got 5 children, all girls.
Gosh, but I wish I didn't have to go to work this afternoon.
Well, Willie, shall we jump?
We just now come in here, Mom.
Got a terrible big stack of dishes today.
We might just as well have stayed in the kitchen. Every noon it's the same thing. We get up from the table and come in here and sit down, and about 4 seconds you say, "Well, Willie, shall we jump?"
Yes, I guess I do. But it bothers me to have dirty dishes waiting in the sink.
Let's give our dinner a chance to settle.
You know the stunt you pull?
What's that?
You try to distract my attention by bringing me in here and talking a blue streak till Pretty soon it's time for you to beat it off to school, and I have to do the dishes by myself.
Oh, go on.
Look at yesterday.
Yesterday you done all the talking. You were telling Gov about Mr. Erickson coming whining around about wallpapering upstairs.
He was here again this morning, Vic.
Erickson?
Yes, wringing his hands and dabbing at his eyes.
Seeking to escape from his pledge?
Uh-huh. He promised us upstairs wallpaper, but he can't get himself to actually give us upstairs wallpaper.
Haven't you got him caught like a rat in a trap?
I'm scared he'll get loose. Slippery as an owl anyway, you know.
Eel.
Hmm?
Eel.
Eel?
Slippery as an eel, not slippery as an owl.
Miss Donahue says owl.
I'm pretty sure it's eel.
I wonder who's the smartest, little 14-year-old boys or grown-up ladies? The lame, silly alibi he had this morning, Vic.
Erickson?
Tried to tell me it was hard to get wallpaper these days. Said the wallpaper manufacturers in South America were hanging on to it.
South America?
South America. The United States don't get their wallpaper from South America, do they?
Seems to me.
I'll say. And just more and dabbing away at his eyes.
Erickson is a pirate.
Aggravates me sometimes to where I could scream.
By golly, if I was to lean back on this Davenport, I'd go to sleep in 4 seconds.
Well, Willie, shall we jump?
Oh, Mom, we only just got sat down.
All right, go ahead. Trick your poor old mother into doing all them dishes by herself. I'm going down on West Monroe Street this afternoon.
Mrs. Harris?
Well, if I have time. It's Miss Trogle I'll go see first. She's got a new batch of pictures of Margaret's baby and has been dying to show them to me. Anything special you fellas want for supper? I'll be going past that fancy grocery place on Market Street on my way home.
How about some of them great big black olives?
We already got great big black olives.
Where?
Tucked away in a little hiding place I know about.
Fancy.
Don't you wish you knew? Oh, say, Uncle Fletcher might come for supper tonight. He might and he might not. He won't ever let a person pin him down. Afraid I'll go to extra trouble, see? And I don't care much for that way of doing business. If I'm going to have company, I want to know in advance I'm going to have company. But Uncle Fletcher's can be obstinate as a mule. I don't want to put you to extra trouble, Sadie. If I stop by this evening, all you'll have to do is slap on an extra plate. If I don't stop by, you won't have to slap on an extra plate. It's no good trying to reason with them. But I'll want to know whether I'm cooking for 3 people or 4 people, Uncle Fletcher, I tell him. But he only shakes his head.
Uncle Fletcher is a cat, baby.
Yeah. Well, Willie?
Shall we jump?
Clock's ticking away like a cyclone. Pretty soon you'll hop up and dash off to school and your poor mother's left in the lurch with 9,000 dirty dishes. Hey, talking about dirty dishes, I'd hate to have to wash and wipe dishes for the Hendersons.
Why?
Frederick and his wife and 2 children have moved in with him.
Which one's Frederick?
He's the boy between Alvin and George.
You know Frederick Henderson, Gov. Always wears bicycle pants clipped, but don't own any bicycle.
Oh, the guy we saw yesterday puffing away on a pipe without any tobacco in it?
Yeah. He's funny about stuff. Wears garters but no socks. Wears a necktie but no collar. Wears cuffs but no sleeves. Wears bicycle pants clips and don't own a bicycle. Smokes away on a pipe that's got no tobacco inside.
Is he a half-wit?
Yeah.
He is not. He's smart as a whip. Took all the honors when he graduated from high school. What do they call the fellow that does that?
Valedictorian.
Sure. No, when it comes to brains, there's no flies on Frederick Henderson.
You say he's back with his parents now?
Uh-huh. Had this wonderful position in Detroit, Michigan, but something happened. I don't know what. He'll find something else, though.
How many does that make living at the Hendersons?
Well, let's see. Alvin, George, Cora and her man, Henry and his college chum and the college chum's cousin, Edna and her man and baby, Charlie and his wife, the old folks, now Frederick and his family.
18.
Imagine.
Boy, they must have a stack of dishes to wash and wipe that choke a horse.
Let's go investigate how big a stack of dishes we got.
Oh, take it easy, Mom.
Uh-huh.
Noon hour's a very pleasant time, ain't it?
Grand.
No, I mean that. Fella sits around with his family and chats about this and that and feels easy and comfortable. I believe the noon hour's my favorite part of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Think of all other houses up and down the street where People are enjoying their noon hour. Far as that goes, think of all the people all over town, all over the county, all over the state.
Mm.
Well, right this minute, millions of different families are sitting in their living room digesting their dinner.
Mm-hmm.
The more I think of it, the more I'm convinced the noon hour is my favorite part of the day.
If you'll fetch me volume 7 out of my large library, I'll read you what R.J. Conk has to say about the noon hour.
Oh, heck, some other time.
I can remember a few of his jewel thoughts. In hoc ad liberatis spinach hunk, sim spittle ad cornucopia dumb clock leap, nomenclature easy money vap, tipple stopo crash.
Greek junk, huh?
Latin junk.
Huh?
I never cease to be amazed that a boy in high school cannot differentiate between Greek junk and Latin junk.
Oh.
Oh, gosh, but I wish I could sleep this afternoon. Can't hardly keep my eyes open.
You'll feel brisk enough once you get outside in the fresh air and walk to the office.
I suppose. I hate to emerge from this sweet languor.
Well, Willie?
Shall we jump?
Let's do.
6 more seconds.
2 more seconds.
Okay.
Any little old message you want me to give Alvy Trogle or Charlie Heddles when I'm down in West Monroe Street this afternoon?
Tell Alvy Trogle I love him. Tell Charlie Heddles to expect a large bunch of American Beauty roses first thing tomorrow morning.
All right.
Boy, but I'm sleepless.
Mm-hmm.
No, sir, by George, that's the truth. Noon hour is my favorite time of the day. I can sit around easy and comfortable with my father and mother and digest my dinner and chat about this, that, and other thing.
Hmm.
Well, I better crawl out of this lethargy, I guess. Walk in here, hat and overcoat, so I can put you on.
2 seconds, we said, Willie.
Uh-huh.
Dinner dishes are waiting in the sink.
Uh-huh.
Shall we jump?
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up the next block. And there we leave Crisco's Vic and Sade until tomorrow. Say, do you think it takes years of practice to make really grand eating cakes? Well, it needn't, because even young brides are now turning out tempting, fluffy cakes they can really be proud of. Yes, with the new Sure Mix Crisco. That new Crisco's made by a special patented process that brings you 3 exclusive new advantages. Lighter cakes, smoother textured cakes, and cakes that taste better than those you can make with any other home shortening we know of. Why, in a recent independent test, Crisco, made in hundreds of homes, women just like you bake cakes with Crisco, and these Crisco cakes were compared to cakes made with every other type of shortening. And when those families made a choice, they voted 4-1 for cakes made with Crisco over all the other shortenings combined. So try Crisco today, and remember, it wasn't only 4-1 for lighter cakes, but 4-1 for flakier pastry. 4-1 for better tasting fried foods. That was the family vote. 4-1 for new Sure Mix Crisco. And don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Sade tomorrow. This is Mel Allen speaking.